I am with you always. My thoughts are pure. My eyes see unconditional love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today on this wonderful Christmas morning. I am with you always. My thoughts are pure. My eyes see unconditional love. If I would go to the doctor and I would say, "Doctor, check me over and see how I am." And he'd say, "Well, why do you want me to check you over? Do you have some condition that you want me to be aware of?" "Doctor, check me over and see if I am perfect." But that's not what I do. I look you over and I work with you on a problem. I don't work with you because you're perfect. I work with you because you have a problem. That's my business. My business is to doctor your problems. "But doctor, I want you to look me over and see me perfect." "But that's not what I do." "But doctor, please do that just for me, will you? Don't you have some symptoms?" "No. You just look me over and check me over and ask me whatever questions you want, and I'll give you whatever answers I can, and you tell me that I'm perfect." No. It is true that we don't go to the doctor because we're whole and perfect. We go to the doctor because we have a problem. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful to go into the doctor's office and have the doctor say to you, "Well, you look fantastic. You are so healthy. You are a wonderful specimen of a human being. Wow, it's an honor to have you come into my office. You are so perfect. You are so beautiful." And of course, he says that to everybody. He says, "I am with you always. I see you always as a whole and perfect being. Wow, you're just great. My thoughts are pure." "Doctor, your thoughts are pure? You don't have a dirty thought in your mind? You don't have a bad thought in your mind? You don't have a dumb thought in your mind?" "No, I keep my consciousness very clear and very pure, because when my people come in to me, my friends come in to me and ask me to work with them, I see the purity in them. I see the wholeness in them. I see that which is." "But doctor, why don't all doctors do that?" "Well, to a degree, all doctors do that. All doctors look at their patients and say, I think we can handle that. Let's take this pill, or let's do that, or let's bind up that wound, or let's fix that broken leg and go back." Because they want to return you to your original purity and integrity. Because they see within you your original purity and integrity. Now, some people have the doctor come in, and the doctor says, "Uh-oh, that's it. You got a week to live." "Now, doctor, what makes you think I have a week to live?" "Well, you give me all the symptoms that say you have a week to live. You're giving up. You don't really care to live, and you don't really want to live. And so I'm not going to worry about you. I don't worry about you anyhow, but I'm not going to worry about you. I'm not going to try to give you a lot of medicines and so forth. I may give you painkillers if you have any pain. But the thing is, you want to die, so go ahead and die. There's nothing I can do about that. It's your choice." "But doctor, you're supposed to be telling me I should get well and telling me I should..." "No, I don't tell you. I am here to pronounce upon you what I observe about you and how I see you're handling that beautiful temple of the living God, your body." "Oh, doctor, you talk like that?" "Sure. I don't say it out loud, but that's what I think. It is a temple so marvelously made, and I'm honored to work with it. But if you love yourself and you love your body, then of course I will see you loving your body, and I will see you, your body, with all the wonderful amenities that it has. Oh, it is such a great honor to look upon a body that is loved, a body that is delighted in by its owner, you know, by its master. Man, oh man, how wonderful that is. Yes, my eyes see only unconditional love. Now, if a doctor's eyes saw only unconditional love, then he would look beyond those appearances that seem to say there is a problem there. There is something there that is not too cool. And he'd look beyond that, and he'd see the truth. He would see with his pure thoughts, and he would see with his love, his unconditional love, the truth that is there. And then it would be the doctor's privilege to work with you to help you bring forth your own inner awareness of who you are. Because that's the truth about us. And the appearance, the illusion, and we can have any illusion we want, the illusion is that we're not so good. Now the doctor could say to you, okay, we have to change that mental attitude of yours, that mental attitude that says I'm sick. We have to change that mental attitude of yours that says I don't feel so good. We have to change that mental attitude. But doctor, that's a physical thing. I can feel a physical thing. I can feel a physical thing in my pain in my stomach and stuff. Don't go giving me that sort of garbage. Sir, if you come to me as your doctor and you want me to work with you, you have to work with me the way I work with you. Now, if you want to go to some other doctor who handles things from another point of view, then go right ahead. There are doctors that handle things from every point of view under the sun. And you may go to anyone that you choose. No one tells you you must go to this doctor except your health care service. They have certain doctors who are on their list, and they say you should go to these doctors. Well, even there, you got a selection too. But it's not a matter that doctors are good or bad. It's a matter whether doctors feel that they should deal with conditions as they are, or whether doctors feel they should help you straighten out your mental household so that you have attitudes and thoughts in your mind of a healthy, wonderful body. Now, do you want a healthy, wonderful body? Do you want that this Christmas time? Do you want to return to your original purity and integrity? Do you want to return to the being that you really are, that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful being that you are? Do you want it? You do? Well, okay. If you do, that means then you leave behind all thoughts that say this is an appearance. You leave behind all thoughts that say to you, this is something that I don't want in my life. You leave behind all thoughts that, well, how do you do that? Well, you clean house. You clean out all those cobwebs that are in there and saying, oh, you got a problem here and you got something there and you got a thing. In the human body is every disease germ known to humanity. And a lot of disease germs humanity doesn't even know about yet. They'll find out about them. But every disease germ. Now, why is it they don't work on us their wonderful work? Because we don't know about them. And also because we don't empower them. When we empower health attitudes in our body, when we empower love, unconditional love attitudes in our body, when we empower everything that is beautiful and good, when we realize I'm with you always as your ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am with you always as your ideal wholeness. I'm with you allness always as your ideal recognition of who and what you are. Yes. Now, are you interested in playing that game? Are you interested in living in who and what you are? Are you interested in returning to your original purity and integrity? If you are, then play the game. Play the game. You know, a lot of people buy old houses. And these old houses have been lived in by families over the years, some who cared about the house and kept it up, and others who didn't care about the house and merely lived there regardless of what condition it was in. And they let it go to rack and ruin, and little by little the house just ceased to be that wonderful, glorious object that it was when it was built. But then along comes some character who and his wife think, oh, what a charming little house, what a charming, beautiful house, oh, how lovely. And you look at them and you think, my God, you got rocks in your head? That house is a wreck. That house has seen better days. That house should be torn down and a new one put in its place. And they say, oh, no, 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 this has classic lines. This is beautiful. Oh, this is glorious. And so then they say, we'll modernize it a little bit, but we'll keep the image of it. We'll keep the exterior. We'll keep the idea of the house. And so they keep the idea of the house. But because they're living now in today, they put a today bathroom in it. They put a today kitchen in it. They put a today fireplace in it that gives radiant heating out and is a handled, managed affair. They put insulation in the walls. They rip out all the walls and put insulation in, put the walls back. They go into all of the wiring and they make sure it is all the current grade wiring or even better. They might even rip out the flooring and put in panels under the flooring for radiant heating. They might even put in a new furnace and a new air conditioner and a new heat sink, heat pump right through the whole house, air conditioner that's blowing through all of the vents, through all the house. And they have to clean out the vents because the vents have collected an awful lot of dust and are not sealed properly any longer. And they go through, you say, my God, they could build a new house cheaper than that and they'd have a brand new house. They could do this. But they like the old house. Now, we are like that old house. We are like that old house and our original purity and integrity is still there. And we want to upgrade our systems a little bit, as they say in the computer business. You want to upgrade your programs, your software, so that you have the latest possibilities that they have come up with. And so you upgrade your house. So you upgrade your body. Now, our body may appear to have certain problems, and we may have given it permission to have that appearance by recognizing it and speaking about it. But the time has now come for us to look at our body and say, do we want to have the classic body? Do we want to have the Grecian form, the Grecian male figure or female figure that's so glorious? And I'm sure that they had every figure under the sun too. It's just that the sculptors chose what they chose to be the ideal woman and the ideal man. Now, is that what we want? Well, then we have to look at the old house. We have to look at the frame we've been living in, and we have to say, okay, we'll start from the inside out, and we'll clean up the inside. We'll clean up our thoughts about ourselves. This is my ideal house. I love this house. I unconditionally love this house. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. It's great. It's fantastic. And then we go on, and we go through all the rooms. We start at the basement, perhaps. And we clean up the basement, and we shore up the walls, and we make sure that everything is clear. We make sure if there were any termites or anything that they have long since been put into a new location. And we go through all of the plumbing. We go through all of the heating. We go through all of the air conditioning. We go through all of these things. And this is our breathing. Our air conditioning, our heating is our mental attitude that we are always warm and cozy. And whatever other things, the plumbing, our plumbing system, our blood and our circulation and our elimination and our inspiration, all the things about our body, we go through every bit of it and we say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And as we go through it and love you, and we sort of have a soothing, cleansing attitude, and we sort of just have our entire body completely cleaned out, just washed, thoroughly clean. And all the old attitudes and all the old imagery in our body is freshened up. And as we do this, we are now living in a new body. And yet we still have that same shape that says, this is who I am. That's, you look at me and you recognize me, but I have a little different shape. But you don't even think of a different shape. You think it was just a little more ideal. Every muscle is in its place, and every ligament is perfect, and every bit of our body operates harmoniously with every other bit. Every bit of our body operates harmoniously with every other little bit. Every bit of our body operates harmoniously with every other little bit. Can you think of that? What a wonderful Christmas blessing to give to yourself, to give yourself a new life, a new lease on life, a new attitude, to clean up this body, this temple, this house of the infinite, to clean it up from the inside out, and to recognize my thoughts are pure, my eyes see only unconditional love, and I am with you always. And I, Herb Byerly, I'm with you always. All of you, whoever you may be. All of my loved ones and all of my students and all of my friends. Whoever you may be, I am with you always. And as I am with you, I am seeing you exactly like I see myself, whole and perfect, beautiful, dynamic, wonderful. So many people say, Herb, I wish I was like you. And I say, you are. But you can do, nope, I do what I want to do. And you do what you want to do. Now, what do you want to do? Well, see, you don't even know. So, today, sit down. This wonderful Christmas day, sit down. And write yourself a Christmas card. And say, Dear Herb, you're writing to yourself now. It is such an honor to be in your presence. You are the ideal man. You are the ideal, spiritual, magnificent being. It is such a joy and an honor to be in your presence. It's such a joy to be in your household. It's such a joy to be in your family. It's such a joy to be in your mind, in your soul, in your body. Oh, Herb, it is so wonderful. Now write this to yourself. I'm writing it to myself, as you can see. You write it to yourself. And tell yourself what wonderful feet you have, what wonderful arms and legs you have, what wonderful thoughts are going through your mind all the time. And tell yourself how wonderful you are. Now do that. And sincerely do it. And if you will do this, every single morning upon awakening, even if you choose to awaken an hour earlier, but every single morning upon awakening, write down how wonderful you are and how wonderful this body is and how wonderful your mind is and how wonderful everything is about you. And then watch. Watch what happens to you. You're going to forget all about that old you, that limited you, that can't do you, that ain't no good you, and you're going to forget about it, because you're going to be what your thoughts are concentrating on. And when your thoughts are concentrating on how wonderful you are, that's what you are. When your thoughts concentrate on how wonderful your thinking is, then that's what you are. Everything you think about, that's what you experience. So join me in this magical, wonderful Christmas blessing that the Christ in each of us gives to us today. The awareness of our reality. The awareness of the truth about us. The awareness that we indeed are wonderfully made. Know that I am with you always, because I see you like I see myself, and I'm a very happy guy, and my thoughts are pure. My eyes see only unconditional love, for I'm a very, very happy guy. I love you eternally.